Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Holding his ribcage and
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a football Friday. Still to come on the show, Patrick Everson, Vegas Insider, Pale Maldonado, Yahoo Sportsbook on some college. We'll sprinkle some college in as well, but a lot of NFL. We're running through every game here. Let's start Jaguars, Chargers here. 7-point number, biggest spread of week number three. Originally, it was a survivor spot we kind of picked out in advance. We moved away from that. At least our discussion did the other day, even though it's the biggest number. Herbert practicing limited, the ribs issue. The Jaguars do look pretty interesting, though. DVOA loves them through 2 weeks. They're 1-1. How about this nugget quickly? So I saw this over the course of the week looking at these games. And look, this is just a nugget. It doesn't really mean anything for this particular game on Sunday. I just thought it was interesting. So Trevor Lawrence has lost his first 9 starts on the road in his NFL career. The last quarterback to lose his first 9 starts on the road and then win his 10th, Peyton Manning. And he did it in week 3 of the 99 season against the Chargers. It's like it's lined up exactly the same way as Peyton in his second year. Just I just thought it was interesting. I like the Chargers a lot. I really like this team. I want to like them this week. It's a great spot for them. Extra rest, coming off a team that just got their first win. It feels like a perfect spot. I just worry about the ribs with Justin Herbert. Is he fine, or is he going to get knocked out of this game? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a concern. I don't know that it's the only concern. Now, the spot is right. They're coming off a loss against Kansas City. Tough divisional matchup. They get a little extra time to prepare. So that's pretty good. The Jaguars numbers against with some of the metrics like DVO and stuff, I think it's pretty comical because it's funny because you can look at the game logs on that stuff and it's all the Colts game. It's like they do percentage wise for people that don't know on DVOA, right. It's over 100% on the Colts game. And their first game was kind of like, yeah, they were all right against Washington. But the Jaguars, I need like a month because last year we just got used to saying dumpster fire defense number 32 in the league in every category. And right now they don't look bad, but I don't know if they're any good. I don't know if they're average. Well, I guess we're going to find out this week, right? If Justin Herbert's playing, we're going to find out if their defense is legitimate. The one thing that the Jaguars, the thing that just jumped out of it, just so funny, is you pull up the injury report. Nothing. Nobody's on the injury report. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing that before. We're a couple weeks in and not one player is on the injury report. I just thought that was pretty remarkable. But it's not just Herbert. That's the thing that scares me. Center Corey Linsley did not practice on Thursday. J.C. Jackson still not practicing, their top corner. Keenan Allen was limited, so we'll see if he returns to the field. Parham, he's limited. Right tackle, Trey Pipkins, that's worth noting. Here's my thing with the Chargers. I would not lay the 7. I have zero interest in laying 7 points with this Chargers team because they don't push the ball down the field. And we've seen it early on this year. Intended air yards, Justin Herbert's 30th in the NFL. You have Herbert. Why aren't you slinging it with Mike Williams and when Keenan Allen is healthy out there and, you know, getting Eckler a bigger part of the offense? Their offense can be so much better than what it is. It's frustrating. There's no way in the world I'm laying 7. I don't know. I don't know that I want to take the Chargers in Survivor. A lot of the Survivor pools I'm in, I have multiple spots, and one is definitely Bengals. The second one, this is what's tearing me up on. Like, yeah, it's the biggest point spread, and it's probably going to be the most popular or second most popular team this week. I don't feel comfortable. It would not shock me in the least if the Jaguars go across the country and they win this game. I could see it. Ooh.
I love that. That would be really cool. I'd love to see that. So I have a little bit of a different angle. Chargers had one of the worst rushing defenses in the NFL last season. They've looked a little bit better through the first 2 weeks, but the teams they've played haven't been running the football a ton on them. James Robinson has had over 60 yards rushing in the first 2 weeks. His prop is at 49.5. I like the over. I think the Jags could be trying to run the ball on the Chargers.
One more prop I like in this game. Christian Kirk, over 60.5 receiving yards. Everyone laughed at that contract, and it might turn out to be a bad one for them. He's really productive, and he's really good right now. 97 yards a game the first 2 weeks. He reminds me of Golden Tate. Remember Golden Tate left the Seahawks, went to the Lions, and he just was really, really productive. I could see Christian Kirk being really productive with Trevor Lawrence. I'll take the over 60.5 receiving yards for Christian Kirk. All right, let's go to the Rams and the Cardinals. Joe, you were saying in one of our breaks, this game's kind of flown under the radar this week. And it has. I don't feel like we've talked about it much. And both teams are kind of weird. The Rams did not impress with the way that game finished in week two. The Cardinals obviously rescued themselves from disaster with Kyler Murray running around for 20 seconds and finishing that game and taking that ball away from the Raiders. It's a 3.5-point number. The one trend that does stick out to me in this matchup is McVay has owned the Cardinals. I mean, he's done, over the years, really owned the Cardinals for the most part. So there's that factor. McVay, Kingsbury, the coaching advantage clearly is on the Los Angeles side. 48.5 on the total in this game.
Yeah, why is this number coming down this week? Look ahead was 4.5. Now we're down to 3.5 on this. I'm with you. I think, with the Arizona spot, you have to be careful about not going too far because we remember Superman and what Kyler was able to do at the end of the game after they were down 20-0. And most people are saying it was a wrap, one of those three big comebacks. What side are we on here? I mean, the Cardinals have not been impressive overall. It's just being masked with that win last week that we saw. Cardinals defense has been really bad. Really bad.
Really bad.
They're second worst in the NFL in DVOA. They're bottom five in yards per play on defense. Now, the Rams offense has a lot of improvement to do. The thing is, they're missing their dudes. They're missing the deep threat in Van Jefferson. He's not practicing again this week. They're still missing their center and Brian Allen. But you hit on the key point. McVay owns the Cardinals. McVay owns Kingsbury. In what fight are you going to say, I'm going to take Cliff Kingsbury over Sean McVay? There's a reason McVay's 8-1-1 against the spread. He knows his dude, his tendencies. He knows his team inside and out. Okay, fly high. Are we getting value on the Rams now? Because they haven't been extremely impressive. They're 0-2 against the spread. Yeah, even though they're on the road going to Arizona, it feels like this number should be a little bit higher. They weren't, you know, speaking for myself, they weren't on my radar most of the week. The more I think about this matchup, though, it's a good time to go against Arizona and back the LA Rams. I mean, yes, it was close at the very end, but they put up 28 points in a heartbeat at the start of that Falcons game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's a good point. You know, I haven't really thought that much about this game until today. I really like the Rams, but I was also like, where has AJ Green been? His stats are terrible. 13 yards receiving and 16 yards receiving. I'm kind of looking at the under for him. Under 34 and a half?
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, unless he has some crazy breakout game.
I think he's good. I think he's good.
Yeah.
Didn't he and Julio Jones come in the same year? It feels like we're and Julio's a little bit more productive now, but we're at the end. I mean, right, these guys, and you might be getting a good number there, and that's like respect for him because he can make one big play, I guess. But
34 and a half? I know. That's the thing. You could get burnt, but it's like he hasn't even sniffed that. He hasn't even had over 20.
I can't believe I'm saying this because I thought he was closer to the end, but last year proven not to be the case. Cardinals defense needs J.J. Watt on the field. He's still a big difference. So he was limited this week. We'll see final injury report coming out today.
If you want an interception prop, Kyler has been picked off 6 times in 6 career games against the Rams. They get him. They pressure him. They get him. He puts the ball up. He can throw a pick.
How do we like Cooper Kupp? How do we like Cooper Kupp against his defense? Anything?
Oh, yeah.
How high are the props? I'll take them. Take them all.
I know you will. Okay, receptions is 8.5. BetMGM is plus money on the over, if you want to go there. And, oh, my gosh. What do you think the yards is at receiving? What do you think?
102.5?
Not quite there. 97.5.
Okay. I think I saw Jefferson at 98.5. So they're close.
Worst coverage grade, Pro Football Focus so far this season, Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, Cooper's going to be open all day, so that's the way to go. I like the, I'll take the receptions more than anything. All right, let's go to the Saints and the Panthers here. I mean, this is a plug your nose game. I mean, this is the NFC South. It's Jameis Winston, Baker Mayfield, two coaches that might not be able to coach their way out of a paper bag. I mean, what are we doing here in this game? These teams, I don't like either of these teams. How about this? Panthers have lost 9 consecutive games against the spread. That's hard to do. I mean, that is really hard to do, to lose 9 in a row against the spread. They're 2-14 ATS, their last 16. And I kind of like them this week, getting 2.5 at home.
Come on.
I kind of do.
Why? What do you like?
I don't think the Panthers are 5-12 bad, 4-13 bad, which is where they're trending, right? They lose this game, they're 0-3. The last 2 weeks, they're this close to winning one of those games. And Jameis is banged up. Jameis Winston's got back and ankle issues for the Saints.
I don't want anything to do with this horrible game. I want nothing to do with it. It's even like there are some bad games this week, but at least I can come up with an opinion on them.
Right.
I don't want to back Baker. He's dead last in QBR. He should be. His offensive line stinks. McCaffrey pops up on the injury report yesterday. There's some breaking news. And he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Like, he was angry about it. He didn't want to talk about it. Like, okay. Kamara's limited. Yeah, you mentioned Jameis. He's got four back fractures, NBD, right? And, now he's got, what's the ankle. Now he's got the ankle issue as well. His right tackle Ramczyk, he was limited in practice. I want nothing to do with this game. I think you can tell yourself a story and come up with an angle on either side. I am not interested in doing anything. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not betting props, total, side. I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist. I hate this game. These are two of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Not this is the Fields, third bowl.
Mills, not Fields Mills. Jameis and Baker, because whichever team wins, people are going to overreact to the positive side on the winner.
Of course.
How about this? The only guys who have a worse EPA per drop back than Jameis, Dak and Trey Lance, who barely played one game. I mean, this is terrible. I want nothing to do with it as well. I would lean Panthers, but I have zero plays, side total props. No. I'm out on everything.
Doesn't exist. So not happening.
The only two guys performing worse than Jameis are both in casts right now. But that
exactly. This is what the situation is.
I'm going to be so pissed when Scott Hansen goes to this game. He's getting worse too, by the way.
Sometimes
you watch Red Zone like, yeah, I saw that on Twitter 5 minutes ago, dude. Like, aren't you supposed to be going live to all these games? Like, everything on Red Zone is, like, on a delay. Like, I can get the highlights somewhere else.
Right.
Come on,
but that's not Scott's job. But that's not Scott, right?
No, I want to blame him.
Are clueless. The entire Red Zone production team is clueless. Yeah. And I am fine saying that. It's, like, it's worse by the year. It's worse by the week. It's worse by the day. It's – they have no idea what they're doing.
Do any of you guys watch the Siciliano one? I don't have DirecTV.
He's great. I don't have it, but Siciliano is great.
Yeah. When Paul says that, that means something. This is his career, TV production. Like, it is very frustrating to watch. It doesn't – they need to hire new people, more people. I don't know what it is, but, yeah, it's terrible. Anyways.
All right, speaking of terrible, two
teams. BetQL Court. Scott Hansen.
Yes. Red Zone.
He's in. Two teams that might be competing for the top pick, Falcons and Seahawks. This number, I believe, is at one right now. I still think the wrong team is favored in the game. The Seahawks offense hasn't scored in six quarters. I'm putting the Falcons in all my teasers. They haven't scored an offensive point in six quarters. Geno had the half of his life 2 weeks ago. And last week, remember he was chirping after the game about everyone that doubted him? There's a reason everyone doubted you, Geno. You stink, man. I'm on the Falcons in this game. I think they're going to win this game outright.
Yeah, he's a bum. He's a bum. I'm also surprised this hasn't flipped. I thought this was going to flip just like the San Francisco game. Atlanta would be the road favorite, but you also want to check yourself a little bit. We don't want to go too far. They are an 0-2 team, but they've impressed me. They've covered the number in both of their games. Are they going to start off 3-0 against the spread? I think they can. I think they can. I'm not a big Arthur Smith fan, but I like what they've got going down in Atlanta. And it's also a Geno Smith fade. It's a Seahawks fade on the other side. It'll be interesting to see how they perform returning home. Remember a couple weeks ago what happened, the sight of the Russell Wilson. What do you think, Aaron?
Let's talk some college.
Could look at the Geno Smith underpassing, but yeah, I really don't have a lot of interest in this game either, to be honest.
Okay.
College next with Pam Maldonado right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.